Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is on it's on loving yourself and also spiritual divine love. This show is really dedicated to those who aren't in a relationship, although it's actually going to be appropriate for people in relationships as well, being it Valentine's Day today. So our intention is that you may be able to get all the love you need without even a relationship. And that's our intention. So before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the Institute. On Sunday, March 22nd, we're doing another Sound of Love concert, which is going to be at the Sherith Temple here in San Francisco. It's a major, major temple, kind of like Grace Cathedral, really huge and beautiful with sacred geometry construction, and it's unbelievable. And we're going to have about 7 or 8 singers that are going to be bringing you into bliss, and then we have the choir, the Sound Healing Choir, that meets at the school now. And also, we've got cello player, we've got a vibraphone and horn player, and various other, a lot of crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and things like that. So that's March 22nd, and it'll be posted on our website by tomorrow. Sunday, March 22nd, will be around, I think, 5 o'clock is when we're starting, something like that. And it's incredible, really amazing show. Surely it lights people up. We've also got classes coming up for the next semester. We've got May 26th is the next 3-month semester for the Sound Healing Program, and that's 3 nights a week and some weekends. And that's the certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree program if you wanted to go further. We also have the Sound Healing Intensive, Summer Intensive. June 7th to the 20th is half of the intensive, and you can do just that half. You don't have to do the whole thing. But if you wanted to get the certificate, you can come back in August, from August 2nd to the 14th, or you could do the classes online. We set it up so that the classes from June 7th to the 20th are the ones that are best done here. So you could just do that half, if you like. And and if you pay in full for those classes, you can get a big discount by, actually, our payment is this Monday. The deadline is February 16th, yeah, for the summer intensive and the 3-month certificate program. We've also got the Sound Healing Audio Production class, which is starting on May 26th as well. And that class is also 3.5 months. And it teaches you how to run the audio programs and get people really high. We also have a summer intensive that starts around the 1st of July and goes to the end of July for audio recording as well, if you wanted to just fly out and take it. And that's in between the two sound healing intensives, so you could actually do both if you wanted to dive in. We also have all these classes online. We have the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate that is starting, actually this Thursday is the next start time, but it starts about every 2 weeks. And then we've got the Audio Production Program also starting this Wednesday, actually. Online. If you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. You can find all the information about the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have some other events coming up. If you happen to be a long ways away and in like Australia or New Zealand, we're going to be at the Bali Spirit Festival at the end of March, starting, I think it's March 31st to April 5th. And we're going to be doing quite a few workshops there. It's a really great time, and you can get a student discount if you give us a call or email us. We also have the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat that we do every year, June 27th and 28th in Mount Shasta. It's right after our summer intensive. And then we've got our next Sound Healing Conference scheduled now for September 11th to the 14th in September. That's with Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who is one of the main doctors in the field that uses sound healing. Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, Jill Purse, James Oshman, and about 40 others. So if you want to make plans for that, that should be up on the website. So we've got a little bit of it up on the website now, but it should be up within a couple of days here. So we also have our sound healing store. We have all our different sound healing instruments. That's at soundoflove.com. And we have our sound therapy center, which is at soundtherapycenter.com as well. So again, our number is 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So what I wanted to do today is I want to give you quite a few techniques and meditations that you can do to fill yourself up with love without a relationship. But these techniques are also good even if you're in a relationship, because they allow you to fill yourself up so you're not trying to get love from, you don't need love from your partner. And then you're more whole when you come to the relationship. So I want to go through multiple techniques, and we'll play some music as well to get you in the zone. We just did a sound bath, Sound of Love sound bath last night at the Institute. We had about 50 people. It was quite amazing, where we took people through each chakra and also did some clearing as well. Maybe we'll do some clearing here as well. So let's start with the first technique. Will be to just love yourself. I've talked a lot about it, this, in different radio shows, but take a little bit from a little different perspective. You know, loving yourself is, you kind of do it in a few ways. You can do it mentally, but you can also do it energetically. And energetically, you can do it with sound. First of all, mentally, you know, probably the main thing that stops people from loving themselves is thinking you've done something wrong. You know, it was interesting. I went to Adult Children of Alcoholics meeting once, and all these people in the meeting were saying that their parents told them they were a piece of shit. And they had a really hard time with self-esteem because they were told that. But there's also people that feel that they've done something wrong that is inexcusable. So now is the time to forgive yourself. And all you have to do is really just be in love. Just be in love. So bring love into your heart. Bring love into your being as much as you possibly can, completely. Bring in love and feel it now. You are love. And send this love to your heart. Just do it silently first. Send love to your own heart. I'll do it too. Can you feel it? It's just like when you're in love or feeling love. It's just like someone's sending you love, but it's you now. Now, listen for a sound that is the love you're feeling. If you don't hear one, listen first and see if you hear one. If you don't hear one, just make any sound and send it to your heart. So you're sending the sound of love to your heart. You can join with me with your own sound. Take it a little further. Send love to your liver. Same love. Send love to your kidneys and adrenals. They often are so wiped out. Send love to any other part of your body that you might be having any pain or tension or any problems with. Listen to a song of unconditional love and just bring this unconditional love into your heart and through every cell of your body. But we're not just listening. This is active listening, bringing unconditional love through every cell of your body. There, Doug. Done. Okay, well, I guess we'll come back to that. Oh, are you there? Play Unconditional Love now. Oh, it's not there. Okay. So, let's continue then. You know, whenever you have any loss or you're feeling like you're not, just don't feel good because of any aspect of relationship, you can simply just send love to your own heart. But it's also really cool when you realize that you can actually get the energy of being in love and bring it into your system even when you're not in a relationship. It's also good to be able to bring that energy in if you're in a relationship. So when you go to your partner, it's like they're like, oh my God, you are filled up. Let's party. Let's really share energy and be whole. So what you can do, this is a tricky one, because it's easy to get caught up in the story of a relationship. So go back to a time when you were completely in love. But you may have to peel away the person just with discrete discipline. Focus only on the feeling in your body, in your system, when you are in love. Ignore the other person. Just feel what it feels like to be totally in love. Again, don't go into the story. Don't even bring in. Just feel that love. It's an amazing state. It's like you don't need to eat ever again. You don't need to sleep ever again. There's a bubble of light around you. Your heart feels warm. You're at peace like you never imagined. It's the most amazing peace. Just want to love everybody now. This feeling of totally being in love. You can add in if you ever had a baby, you could use that feeling. The feeling, just that pure love, unconditional love for a baby. You could even throw in or use doggy love. Love for animals, love for your kitty. Truth is, you could just do love for nature. Anything where you remember just being filled with love, just bring it in and feel it again completely now. Just feel what it feels like and just resonate this energy. Make it even bigger inside you and around you. Let it surround you like a whole bubble. Again, don't go into any stories. Just stay in this feeling. This is the second way to fill yourself up with love. You can be in love without being in love. It's not that hard. We're doing it right now. Hmm. see if Don's there, and we'll play Unconditional Love now. And again, bring this love into every cell of your body. We'll play the 6-minute version.
Thank you.
unconditional, universal love, divine love, that love that's infinite, that love that the people who have near-death experiences say is indescribable. It's unbelievable when you're in the flow of it completely. It's unbelievable. So cool. If you haven't watched the near-death experience YouTube videos, you know, check them out one night. I mean, 95% of the people say they go into the light and there's this unbelievable, indescribable love that just fills up them completely. And some people come back and then whatever disease they have goes away. So it completely is healing, powerful love. Years ago, this woman, before I was able to run unconditional universal love on my own, she said, visualize it coming in through your thymus, which is just below your neck, and it comes in through that endocrine gland and then goes down into your heart. And so I started visualizing love coming in that way. And after a while, I was able to start feeling energy flowing in. Because they say the thymus is the portal for universal love, besides the love that we are. So that's a really cool technique to practice. It worked for me. And then when I was in Egypt, in one of the temples, we were toning for 45 minutes the resonant frequency of a temple, and the ceiling opened up, and this love poured into our hearts, and I felt it coming in, spiraling in to my thymus, down into my heart, and was just fulfilled to the max. Oh my God, in tears, just like, whoa, it was just incredible, the most beautiful, complete, unconditional, flowing love, universal love I've ever felt. And now it happens all the time. Now that it's like once you learn how to access it on your own, it's very cool. Another way is to open up your crown chakra. And there's different techniques. It's really just, I don't really know. You know, I often breathe through my nostrils, through both, and I'll kind of do like a, like that. And that gives me the chills with the, and it's like this wave of energy or chills that come through the crown. Sometimes it comes and just goes to halfway, and it fills the whole top of my head with chills and waves of energy. Sometimes it goes down the back of my neck. Some people say it's like an opening to love. It's like you're opening to love. So it's like love coming through the head, the top of the head. It's where the love comes in for babies. It's pure source energy, that universal love that comes from source energy, and then goes down through your whole system. So there's many ways you could bring universal love in. It's this love that mothers give babies. It's the love that Christ was all about. No matter what. Unconditional, no matter what. Love completely. It's also the love and compassion that the Dalai Lama does. Even when thousands and thousands of Tibetans have been killed. It's this love that many higher beings like Sai Baba, Adyashante, Bracho, Adida, all these different beings holding this higher love, the Buddha even, holding this energy. And they say this energy of universal love is what our whole universe is about. And it is a frequency. You can easily associate it with the frequency. Different people say it's different frequencies. People have said 528, but there's no science behind that. A lot of 528 is kind of like... Some people say it's 432 hertz, which is more like... I often hear around 300 hertz. Whatever note comes out. So let's do this. Tune in, like we did at the beginning, tune in to this love. Feel it as much as you possibly can. Rather, feel it completely like you've never felt it before. It's Valentine's Day. There's a lot of people running love energy today. There's a lot of love energy around today that you can tap into. So it should be really easy to bring this universal love, because the love energy in a relationship, I really believe strongly, is the essence, at its core essence. It is universal divine love. So just bring this love into your heart. Feel it completely now. Yeah. Now, listen for its frequency. Find a frequency in your head or out loud that matches this feeling. Play with it. Play with different ones. You know, if I do this, so I do, that's not it. I can do, that's not it. I can do, it's almost it. Resonate this love with the sound as well as the energy, it's even stronger. It creates a stronger field. So let's resonate. Also, when you resonate with a bunch of other people, like on this radio show, you can feel the energy of everybody listening. So tap into this whole field of love. God, it's like we're just adding to the Valentine's Day stuff, not to mention the whole universal love of the universe. Tune into all these fields of love, including that in your own heart. And just resonate it, feel it, and make the sound of it. Nobody agrees with anybody as to what the note or frequency of love is. So just find it for yourself. And you'll find that you'll keep going to the same note over and over. And once you really get that note down, even if you're not a musician, if you keep going to the frequency of love, you'll find it's the same. You'll learn it after a while. It may take a year or two. But once you get it, oh my God, you can always go back to love, no matter what's going on around you. You go back to that frequency of love, and you use the frequency as a trigger or a portal to be able to bring that love into your heart, no matter what's going on around you, no matter whether someone has left you, no matter whether you're in pain, whether you're out of money, or whether you're dying. The best time to be able to pull in love. Or when you're helping someone else with any of these situations. Love is the healer. Love is the deal. Love is it. I've got another song I want to listen to here. This is Water of Life. It's the 11-minute version. And it's about the water of life is that universal love flowing through us. So bring in this unconditional love with this song, because this is the essence that we held the intention of universal love while recording and mixing this song. Water of life. Feel it around every cell and through your whole body. Thank you. keep that high note in your head. That's the universal love note at this point. Just for now. Like a candle that never goes out. Love. There's no difficulty that love will not conquer. No door that enough love will not open. No disease that enough love will not heal. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. How hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, no matter how great the mistake, a sufficient love will dissolve. No, makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. Grace Mukta. And then this one's from Rumi. I am in love with love. And love is in love with me. Just love, love, and you are fulfilled. My body is in love with my soul. Every cell is in love with every cell in my body. Every organ is in love with every other organ in my body. Every part of my being is in love with Source. And Source is in love with every part of my being. Earth loves us unconditionally. Every blade of grass is sending love. The soul, my soul is in love with my body. I open my arms to love, and love embraces me like a lover. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with spirit. It's the most important thing. It's the most critical. It's the whole deal. It's the whole deal. In the end, we're all alone, one with the universe, full of love. And when you're resonating that infinite love, you never are needy. You never need love from anyone. It's still really cool to share it and get some touch. But there's no attachment because you've got a higher love inside. Sounds like church almost, huh? But then you add a frequency to it, and you can use any frequency. It doesn't really matter. You can find your own frequency, but you can play a bowl, you can play any instrument and just choose any note on the instrument and decide and say, okay, I'm going to resonate in love. Or you can play a whole song of love. You can play a chord, you can play anything. You can bring love to every single sound, every single frequency, every single song, and to every single musical flow. Just bring love to any of it. You don't have to have the right frequency. It's cool if you find your own frequency. You can use that as a portal, but as they say, love for no reason. Love with no frequency. There we go. Love with no frequency. That's a good one. Not a very good motto for a sound healing school, though. Love with no frequency. Just be love. Just be love. Just be love. And keep resonating it. At least the rest of the night. The rest of the weekend should be easy. And then hold it through the week. Imagine holding it every week this month. Imagine holding it for the rest of your life. Holding it present. Imagine being in this zone for lifetimes, forever. And then the energy entrains all the rest on the planet into the same energy, and we're all in love, one, again, forever. Thanks for